When I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart at age 15, an immediate hunger to know God sprang up within my spirit. I first attempted to satisfy this desire by devouring the Bible. Within weeks, it was obvious to me that the people in the Bible knew God through hearing Him speak to them and seeing visions of Him. God was their friend. They walked and talked with Him. Every day, Adam and Eve heard God's voice and lived out of it. What's an astounding lifestyle! From Genesis to Revelation, people heard God's voice and saw visions. I wanted that too. What I didn't know at the time was that this hunger to know God had been placed in my heart by the Holy Spirit, and that God fully intended to satisfy this passion. After going to Bible college, becoming an ordained pastor, and closely questioning people who professed to hear from God, I still didn't know what His voice sounded like. Their favorite answers seemed to be, "You know that you know that you know." Well, that didn't help me because I didn't know, and that is why I was asking them. It appeared to me that my relationship with Jesus was quite thin. I couldn't hear Him, I couldn't see Him, and I couldn't feel Him. It sure seemed more like a theology about Jesus than a relationship with Him. God stretched me a lot during this time, and I'm asking you to allow me to stretch you as you read this book. Since God has told us we must become as little children if we want to enter the kingdom, I'm asking you to become childlike as you try out the tools I learned for hearing God's voice. Through a full year of my life devoted to focused prayer and research, the Lord taught me four simple keys that unlocked the ability for me to discern the voice of God within me. Now, whenever I need or want to hear from God, I can, as long as I use all four of these keys. I have traveled worldwide teaching what I have learned, and the four keys have worked in every culture, in every circumstance, in every age group. God's people can recognize His voice, just as He promised. Very simply stated, the four keys to hearing God's voice are: stillness. Quiet yourself so you can hear God's voice. Vision. Look for vision as you pray. Spontaneity. Recognize God's voice as spontaneous thoughts that light upon your mind. Journaling. Write down the flow of thoughts and pictures that light upon your mind. Habakkuk and the Four Keys. God introduced me to these four keys by awakening me early in the morning with an actual loud voice in my head that said, "Get up, I want to teach you how to hear my voice." When I got to my office, the Lord took me to Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. "I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what He will speak to me, and how I may reply when I am reproved." Then the Lord answered me and said, "Record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail, though it tarries. Wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay."